welcome to Heaven Sent with Maureen St. Germain, talk radio to help you make each day a day of heaven on earth. Using the information we provide, you'll learn useful living information to make a meaningful life work. As we begin our process today, I'm here with my good friend and editor of my first book, Billy Roberti, who co-hosts with me. Hi, Billy.
Hey, how you doing today?
Good. Very good.
This is Billy Roberti. Thanks to the Dr. Pat Show, Heaven Sent with Maureen St. Germain is with you each week at this time on Fridays. Maureen is a phenomenal international transformation teacher, author, and intuitive. She works with individuals and groups, providing insightful information from their guides through a connection to the Akashic Records. She wrote You Are the Genie in the Bottle, which of course is about manifestation, and has taught this workshop of this name since 1994. Our customers tell us their Genie workshop experience gives them the tools to understand and apply the secret. Maureen has also taught the Flower of Life workshop Merkaba meditation for over 15 years and has released both a guided CD version of the Merkaba and written the book Beyond the Flower of Life. Her company, Transformational Enterprises Incorporated, has developed the highly acclaimed emotional healing aromatherapy product line, Arrow Mandalas. She also writes for Denyon Brinkley's online magazine, Kinetics.
So what are we talking about today?
Today we're talking about operating at the fifth dimension.
I like it.
Now, before we begin, I'd like to suggest you visit Maureen's online store, www.maureenstgermain.com. That's MaureenStGermain.com. She has books, meditation CDs, and essential oil blends for healing of every kind of emotion. As we start, Maureen and I invite you to write down the listener call-in number. We are live. Call in and ask us questions. The number is 1-800-930-2819. So, Maureen, what does it mean to be in the fifth dimension? What do you mean by the fifth dimension?
Good question. Well, my definition of the fifth dimension is the place that everyone else calls heaven. So, what do we have in heaven? According to the traditional belief system, we have the angels, we have a perfected self, our body looks good, our mental attitude is great, our friends are great, and it's a perfected human in every sense of the word. So 5D and heaven, they're synonymous.
So is this a place where we can have anything we want?
Pretty much. But the thing is, and this is the big difference, when you are 5D, you don't have free will. And a lot of people say, what? No free will? Then I don't want to go to heaven. But here's what free will and not free will mean. When you have free will, the not God choice is perfectly okay. Now, think about a little kid who is playing in a mud puddle, and you're the guardian, whether you're the babysitter or the mom. And it has rained recently, and you knew that, no, this puddle isn't that filthy. It's going to be dirty, of course. And you're watching this, you know, two-year-old play in the puddle, and you let the child do it. You let them stomp in it. You let them stick their fingers in it, whatever they really want. And you really don't care. You're okay with that, and you're okay that they're going to be safe. Well, that's what 3D is like. The not-God choice is okay. Now, let's get another analogy going so we can really, really wrap our mind around it. If you're asking someone, let's say I know you personally, you, my listener, and you are willing to host someone for me, I call you up and I say, well, I know the Dalai Lama, and he'd really like to stay in your home, and he's going to be passing through, and I want to know what your answer is. You're probably going to say yes. And the reason you're going to say yes is because it's a fabulous opportunity. And then I'm going to say, is there anything else you need to know? And you're going to say, yeah, what kind of food does he like? How long is he going to stay? Who's coming with him? And all those kinds of things. All of those questions are on the side of yes. The possibility of saying no doesn't occur to you. Similarly, in heaven, when given opportunity to make decisions, the not God choice, the choice to say no to something that has to do with God, doesn't occur to you. And the reason it doesn't occur to you is because you're so connected to God that it doesn't occur to you. It just doesn't. So that's what heaven's about. Lots of choice and opportunity, but the free will zone to choose the not God choice isn't there.
Well, you know, a friend of mine once said something very controversial to me, and at first I wondered about it, and then I thought twice about it, and he said, the Ten Commandments don't apply to me. And I looked at him to think, like, who are you? And I think what he meant was that the not God choice, I mean, he has no desire to kill someone. He has no desire to steal. He has no desire to lie. He has no desire to make the not God choices. So is that essentially partly what you'd be saying, too? We wouldn't need commandments to live by because we wouldn't think of the opposite.
Exactly. That's well said. That's very well said. And that's a very good example. You don't need the Ten Commandments because you're too good. It's kind of like the point you get with your own children when they no longer need a babysitter because you know you can trust them. You know that they're going to be okay by themselves for a few hours. Yeah. It's a point of maturity where the not God choice isn't attractive, and so you don't need the Ten Commandments. What it also means, then, is that when you are faced with a situation that is, in our society's way, ethically challenging, you intuitively know that some of those choices are not God choices, and they don't come across your radar. It's kind of like meeting someone that you really like and then discovering they're married. And you can say very sweetly to that person, you know what, I'm really flattered that you're interested in me, and I really like who you are, but you know what, I'm not available to anybody who's married and not available to me. So, you know, I think you're swell, and I wish you good fortune, but I'm not available to you to date. And you don't even give it a second thought. You're not tempted. It doesn't interest you. And you do this with absolute sincerity, candor, patience, kindness. And it comes out of you in a way that you're just gentle. That's being in that place of not needing the Ten Commandments. Sounds pretty powerful.
Wow. It sounds like we're really stepping outside this reality.
Yeah, it does. It does. And for those of you who are listening, you know, if you really are struggling with an issue and you'd like us to check in with the Akashic Records, I do invite you to call. We are interested in being of service to you. And it is our deep desire to help you with whatever it is that's going on. So as we become fifth dimensional, and by the way, everyone's becoming fifth dimensional. It's almost like that can of worms has been opened and there's no going back. And there's enough people who have brought in a very balanced, heart-centered energy that there is no going back.
And let's remember, our listener call-in number is 1-800-930-2819. Or you mentioned your Akashic Records. Those are 15-minute readings, aren't they?
Yes. For 50 minutes, we tune into your records, and I channel your record keepers, and they will give you information about what's going on and help you sort through life. I give a lot of readings. I use the word give, but it really means I'm the channel. You're actually paying me for this service. And I had this lady recently who seemed to be a very nice lady and works in the healing arts herself. And yet she worked with me earlier to manifest her beloved. And then when he came in, she turned into this controlling person. And she didn't bother calling again until everything was kind of falling apart. And she said to me, I'd like to know what's going on. And one of the things that was going on is that her old tapes were running. So she brought in her new Prince Charming with the help of her record keepers, but then she had not changed her own behavior enough. And it turns out that she had some entities that she was dealing with that were cleared in the reading. And she also had the record keepers come on pretty strong with her in the beginning and telling her about the drama that she was involved in. And I remember thinking, drama? She seems so lovely and so normal. Why would she have drama? And sure enough, that's what was going on. And so even as an observer myself, I find that what the record keepers have to say is even more accurate than anything I could possibly know or say. Although my friends listen to every word because they know even when I'm talking that sometimes I'm channeling. Even none of us know I'm channeling until hindsight, and they'll say, oh yeah, Maureen said that already.
And you mentioned entities. You have a book out about that, don't you? How to Clear Entities?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I do. And this is a wonderful book for our listeners. This book is called Reweaving the Fabric of Your Reality, and it's priced to sell. It's only $5.99.
Wow.
And you can buy it on Amazon. You can get it on Kindle, and you can get it, through our website or through Amazon. But what it does is it teaches you how to take care of this for yourself, so you no longer are bound to you're no longer bound by the limitation of not knowing what to do. And the entity clearing business is rather tricky and confusing, and it is also very odd. You know, the first line in the book is, this is a really strange information, or something like that. And you know, I came from corporate America, so I guess I have to wait to tell you a story, an important story from that book, if you want later.
Oh, coming up, what is the benefit of living fifth dimensionally? So stay tuned. You're listening to Heaven Sent with Maureen St. Germain. This is Bailey Roberti. We'll be right back.
Lower back pain can be a real pain in the, well, you know. The newly patented Vacupractor relieves that pain simply, inexpensively, and from the privacy of your own home for just $59.95. Listen to what Brad and Dottie have to say about their Vacupractors.
The Vacupractor is amazing. I've had back pain for so long, it's taking time to adjust to not having the pain there.
Each time I've used my Vacupractor, I've gotten instant relief. I would recommend anyone with stiffness and lower back pain give the Vacupractor a try.
Vacupractor is just a one-time cost of $59.95, and you can use it whenever you need in your own home. How does it work? Simple. The Vacupractor uses vacuum pressure. It stretches muscles, restoring proper nerve function and reducing the possibility of disc failure. Finally, a simple, effective treatment for lower back pain that really works.
For more information about the Vacupractor or to order yours, call 800-676-9320 or visit vacupractor.com.
Hi, I'm Paul Bland. Did you know there is only one truly perfect food protein produced by nature? It can bring dramatic results to your health, your appearance, and overall performance. Introducing Action Whey. No other protein supplement on the market has been able to achieve the incredible health benefits of Action Whey while still achieving a taste that is better than a malt shop shake. Action Whey, for the way nature intended. Visit seaandearth.com. That's seaandearth.com for more information.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
Do you dream of being on The Amazing Race? Well, here's your chance. Grab a friend and prepare for an exhilarating race around the city when City Solve Urban Race comes to your city. Teams of two will solve clues and face fun challenges while racing around the city. The winning team gets $300 and a chance to be in the Las Vegas Championship race to compete for a grand prize of $5,000. Not only will you have a ton of fun, you'll also be helping a good cause. A portion of the proceeds will benefit a local charity. To start racing, go to CitySolveUrbanRace.com.
I'm Dr. Pat Basile, the host of the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. Let me help you take your empowering message to a community of people looking for products and services that value all life on earth and tap into the one true freedom we have, the freedom to choose. Let our listeners choose you. Join the buzz and be the buzz. Sponsor the Dr. Pat Show. Call me at 206-523-5522. That's 206-523-5522.
Hi, welcome back to Heaven Sent with Maureen St. Germain. Talk radio to help make every day heaven on earth. Today we're talking about operating in the fifth dimension. If you just tuned in right now, you can listen to this show in its entirety on our website, MaureenStGermain.com. M-A-U-R-E-E-N STGERMAIN. Click on our news you can use and choose Heaven Sent with Maureen St. Germain. And while you're on our website, sign up for that newsletter today. Now, I believe we have a caller on the line.
We do, and Billy and Maureen will take Jim. He's calling in from Seattle, and he's been struggling through a few different areas. They seem to be kind of coming to a head, and he's just a little bit out of reach of those necessities. He's just looking for a little bit of guidance, and he's looking for some help with that. So, Jim, welcome to the show.
Hello.
So, Jim, what's going on? You're out of work. Your relationship falling apart. What's the deal?
Right. Pretty much all of the above. Been unemployed for quite a while, and cancer survivor, and just got back into the workforce for about a week, and I've been in a sales position where I've been bombing miserably, and I've just been told I have, you know, one more day, and
they've let you go.
Yeah,
or you one more day to make some sales.
Well. Either or, pretty much. I mean, you know.
And what kind of sales is it? Is it like?
It's for the arts. You know, it's like subscription. But you know, I have other offers in the same capacity. But I'm just wondering if I can still do the gig anymore.
Well, the most important thing you want to do is start calling in the angels and asking them for a miracle, because you are at a rock bottom place and you need some big miracles. So right away, we would say to you, get yourself asking all the archangels and all the beings of 100% God light. Just step in, and we want a miracle for Bill, and we need a couple of miracles to help him get through the next few days and to sort it out. And then are you looking for some direction on where you might go next, and you have a couple of offers and you'd like some help in that regard?
Well, you know, absolutely. I have conceded to go start another job at the symphony on Tuesday, and I'm actually not really thrilled. Sorry, Symphony.
And what will you be doing for the symphony if you take the job?
Same thing.
Fundraising.
Yes. However,
is it membership sales? Is that the idea?
Kind of. I'm a singer-actor. That's really what I want to do.
Aha. Uh-huh. So whatever the gig is, it's just to pay the bills till you get back.
That's right. And, you know, speaking of bills, I had to go to agencies to get my rent paid this last month.
Mm-hmm.
And so forth and so on. So, you know, everything is coming around my head. And there's not a whole lot of support, so I'm reaching out.
Yeah. Well, we are now calling in the angels big time to give you a miracle. You're going to see something within the next 30 to 40 minutes. Something's going to happen and shift your energy, shift how you feel about yourself. And unfortunately, you're going to have to be patient. That's what I'm being told right now. And it's going to take longer than you would like, but the answer is there. And every day, I want you to do three things. I want you to ask for a miracle. I need a miracle today, any kind of miracle that can help me see the other side of this. That's number one. Number two, I'm asking for a most benevolent outcome this day for everyone I contact and everyone I interact with. And the third thing you're going to do is you're going to say, I'm asking of heaven on earth. We've been talking on the radio today about becoming fifth dimensional and what it's like, and that's heaven. So when you ask for a day of heaven on earth, you're asking for the version of you that is fully connected with heaven to kind of change and step into place. So you're going to see some big shifts as soon as you start doing that on a regular basis. You will be calmer, more peaceful. That will attract more people to you. That will help you do what you need to do. And then to be so good at what you do in this lovely, yummy way, because your energy has shifted and your own self-feeling has shifted, then that will then make it easier for you to do the other things you want to do, because this part's doing well. So, you know, we wish you a really, really good fortune, but remember those three things. And if you can't remember them and you haven't had a chance to write them down, then, you know, download the radio show and listen again. And each day that you listen, you're going to hear you're different today than you were when you first heard this. And pretty soon people are going to say, that was you? You don't sound like that at all. And that's what you want. You want that shift, because all it is an energy shift. And you're pretty down on your luck. And that's all it's going to take, is just getting some miracles anchored in your life and then letting the energy shift around you, and you'll manifest. You know, you need to pay the bills. That's real important. But then after that, what can you do? And the answer is get the bills paid for so you can quit stressing out so much. That makes your energy change. It makes it easier for you to do your job, and everything else falls in place. Billy, do you have anything you want to add?
Just to stay with what you see happening and ask what the miracle is in every interaction you have, in everything that happens, because sometimes we're so busy expecting one thing that we completely miss the miracle that's happening right around us. So something is odd or different or you don't understand it, ask to see the miracle in that. Because the miracle is that shift in perception. You could be looking at something exactly the same way, the exact same thing, and suddenly see it differently, like those old pictures you used to see where it looks like Einstein's head in one view, and then you look again, and it's a woman looking in a vanity mirror.
Very good.
Yeah.
Very good.
Yeah, you know, the thing that I'm struggling with is the way I am seeing things, because right now I am seeing things a little bit through a...
Okay, stop. Because what you want to do is not validate that. So we're going to stop you, and we want you to stop you. Don't undo what Billy just gave you. She gave you a gift and asked you to look at things differently. And you understand what she said, so then allow yourself to go, okay, fine, I need to shift how I'm thinking and how I'm seeing things. I can't even do that right now, so I need a miracle in that regard, and then let it go. But if you want to be validated on your pain and misery, then no one can help you because you want that rather than what you really want. So hang in there, ask for that miracle, and it'll come together. And thanks for calling in. Okay, that was excellent. What a great example of really needing to move into the fifth-dimensional space and trying to find our own heaven on earth. You know, I have such an amazing story that goes with that heaven on earth business. I was flying home from an overnight flight from Seattle, as a matter of fact, back to the Midwest. And in that flight, I was concerned because I had to get on another plane when I arrived within like 2 or 3 hours. So I had very little time to change out my suitcase and get my seminar materials together for the next workshop that next weekend. And as I came off the plane, I ran into somebody from the airline that I knew, and she spoke to me and she said, "How are you doing?" And I said, "I'm doing great." And then I said, "But this is my day from," and I used a word that I won't use anymore that begins with H, because I'm, you know, got to get myself back here in just a short while. And she looked at me with such an odd expression. I thought, where did that come from? How did that come out of my mouth? So then I immediately corrected and said, "Well, today I'm having a day of heaven on earth because I'm flying with United." She laughed. I laughed, and we went home to our various places. Only my house was having a water leak where the pipe was broken, and there was water leaking through the walls. And there was about an inch of water in my basement, and it was running. So I walked in, and I could hear the water running. I couldn't figure out where it was coming from, got to the basement, found the problem, and turned off the water at the main. Then I called my neighbor, and he came over, and he said, "I'll sit with the plumber when he comes." We called the plumber. He said he'd be there in a half an hour. And because of my higher self connection, I asked, where should he cut the hole to find where the problem was? And where he cut the hole was maybe 3 inches from where the problem was, so he could easily see it. He cut another hole to fix it. My total bill was $150. My neighbor watched the plumber. I got my packing done. I got everything done. I called the airlines. I said, "Can I fly tomorrow?" They said, "No, but we'll let you fly later today, and we won't give you the upcharge that we normally charge." So I was thinking on my way home from the bank, wow, that was amazing. I got everything done just the way it needed to be done, and I'm almost ready to go to the next yard, and we're out of time.
This is Billy Roberti with Maureen St. Germain, bringing you Heaven Sent with Maureen St. Germain. Until we meet in the heavens, we are wishing you a million blessings this day and claiming a day of heaven on earth for you and all you meet.